All right. All lives matter. Steve, you have been used of the Lord to address in a strong, provocative way some of the lies of the enemy in our culture. And I'll tell you, that's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's. I had a chance years ago, Jonathan, to meet with the actor, Malcolm Jamal Warner, who played Theo on The Cosby Show in Los Angeles, and told him about the All Lives Matter theme of a song. And he was very active with the BLM activist organization. And he said, well, I'll meet for an hour. And we ended up meeting for 4.5 hours talking about these things. And it was very interesting from a non-Christian point of view to hear his view of the times and where we are. And to let him know that the gospel, and I love the fact that you call the station the Good News Station. That's the heart of the gospel, good news. Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and we can all say we're the chief of sinners along with Paul. But to go to non-believers like this and to reason out of the scriptures is such a blessing. And for them to have their hearts melt a little bit under the truth of scripture, we need to have everyday people who love the Lord take the word of God right to the times, right to the culture. So thanks for that encouragement.
Well, you know, your fellowship, you and your fellowship are ministry partners with us here at WCNO, and that means every month as we're able to join hands and hearts and just connect in the kingdom to lift up Christ, that support coming to us assist in this ministry's success. We can't be here without partners, and so we desperately need pastors who have a heart for the region. And I have to tell you, God's done something in my heart. I really feel a knitting of the same spirit with you when I'm with you, and I thank God for your personal maturity in the Lord and character and your commitment to lift up Christ in the midst of a dark age. So thank you so much for doing that and being that person. And when I come to your house, you and your wife always make me feel as though I'm a little spoiled. So keep that up.
Hey, you all are welcome here anytime. We love it. And I tell Cindy she's the Martha Stewart of Fort Pierce. I mean, she really knows how to practice hospitality and cooks up a storm. Just amazing. So, yeah, very thankful. But, yeah, if you drop by at midnight, we'll have something ready for you. So,
well, I want to really drop by. I want to drop by for the concert. You know, the grand pianos that's in your home church facility there, and the food, the fellowship, the love of God, the presence of God is profound. And your property, I just sense that it's really dedicated and set apart unto the Lord. And we see the hand of the Lord upon you in protection.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you for sharing your heart, the word with us this morning, some of your gifting and your music with us. Would you just pray over the East Coast and even in inland of Florida today as we look to call forth the presence and power of God to awaken our nation to come back to Jesus?
Yeah, absolutely. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to come before the throne of grace to find help in time of need. Our nation is hurting, even our state, Lord, through natural disaster and so forth, is hurting. Many families still without power this morning. Many along the Gulf Coast on the west side of the state still do not have power. They've lost home and loved ones. And even going up into Georgia and the Carolinas and Virginia and other places, we think of the devastation that Hurricane Helene and then Milton and then by the virtue of the tornadoes. Even here locally, as my brother Jonathan has said, we've lost folks even in our neighborhood and nearby within 3 or 4 miles of several lives lost. And so, Lord, we're mindful of our frailty, and we're mindful that, as James says, our lives are like mist, a puff of smoke, come and gone so quickly. But yet, what gives us value and what gives us hope and what gives us our dignity and what gives us our purpose for living is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, we're thankful for WCNO this morning. We're grateful for their voice that reaches far beyond Palm City and the encouragement to many brothers and sisters in Christ and to many churches and the support of their ministries. Lord, we're mindful this morning that there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, and that nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Those aren't just clever verses or sayings. That's the reality of our faith, that through the clear days and the storms, you are Lord, you are sovereign. And so we would ask that this day that you would be worshipped and praised among the people of God, and Lord, that we would also be people to go into a lost world with your gospel. Thank you for this day. Bless our WCNO folk, and Jonathan in particular, as they carry on the work of the ministry for you. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Steve, now how can people find you on the web, and where you can even give your address out there for people who are looking to connect?
Well, thank you. Yeah, our address is 4919 Pine Tree Drive in Fort Pierce. Our worship service starts at 10 a.m. and goes for about an hour and a half. Our website is currently down because we're having it rebuilt and redone. Our music site for the album, if people are interested, is realstevecamp.com, and they'll be able to get the new record, stream it on iTunes and Spotify and all of the main platforms out there. On Friday, they can download it, order it, pass it on. We'll have also my Facebook page just under my name is there, and we'll have a thumbnail. We would covet people's prayers, and we're also wanting to do some midweek outreach to parents and families that are maybe going through some times of wondering, man, how do we relate with our children and what's going on in the public schools and all? And so we're going to start a midweek Christian ethics time of looking at some of the issues facing parents and students in public school systems, and how to speak biblically to those realities and not to be in fearful of them. So lots going on. My dear brother, thank you for the privilege of being with you all this morning, and blessings to you. May the Lord continue to bless this wonderful gift to the Treasure Coast community and WCNO Radio. But the Cross Church, 10 a.m., 4919 Pine Tree Drive in Fort Pierce. And thank you for that support.
God bless you, Steve. You know, we had spoken some time back. Actually, you came and shared some of your heart and your vision with the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, and I do believe that we need to keep that that thought of having a Come Let Us Reason Together gathering with ministry leaders here on the Treasure Coast of Florida to bring the color wheel together around a table, and to seek the Father for guidance and direction for healing and revival in our land. So thank you for your heart. We'll be in touch. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning and starting our day. We love you.
All right. Grace and peace. Thanks so much.
Thanks. God bless. Bye. All right. And that is Steve Camp, who has joined us this morning, and it is right now 7:24, and we are going to continue the morning celebrating the goodness of God and also giving you an opportunity to be partners with us. And you may be a ministry leader, and you may wonder how your church could be a partner with WCNO, and we would be happy to talk with you further about that. Your business, you may want to think about your business in partnership partnership with WCNO and the opportunity of getting the word out who you are, what goods and services you have. If you're a church, your ministry, special days, you're able to sort of cultivate the message as your season goes, whether it's Christmas, resurrection season, or special events, men, women's, children's, whatever you might have going on. Partnership with WCNO starts as low as $140 a month. So those partnerships do come into our income that assist us in being here as a Christian station. But to all of our listeners, the listener share support is a budget that we come to you two times a year to raise. That budget is $225,000. That is the listener share for the next 6 months. That would carry us right through April. And so this is critical that we are able to raise our budget to cover our cost. Many of you have been partners with us for a lot of years. We want to thank all of you who have done that. And many of you are new listeners, and you've just found us. And so why not start out this Tuesday morning with a phone call? Karen, let's get the information out. And I believe everything is working this morning, including our webpage.
Amen. That's great. So you can reach us at 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And you can text WCNO to 24365 if you'd like to make a donation there. Or you can go to the website, WCNO.com, where you can make a donation or a pledge. And if you don't have resources available today, you can just call in and make a pledge. Let us know how much you'd like to give, and we'll send you out a letter with a return envelope, and you just send that in whenever you can. And
we're looking for your call.
We're looking for your call.
Phone lines are open right now. Again, it's right now 7:26 in the morning. If you're watching the clock and looking to see where you need to go on time, you might want to be mindful of that, 7:26. And this is WCNO in Palm City, Florida. Keep your dial set at 89.9. We will have normal programming mixed in today with our fundraising, which is kind of the way we like to have that happen. In fact, we're going to plan on having Joyce Meyer here in just a few moments, about 3 or 4 minutes. We'll be bringing her in. But we will have the phone lines open during her program, and we are looking for your call. Let me tell you where we are before we go to some music, which we will do shortly. Yesterday afternoon, it was kind of late in the afternoon, and we were aware of the fact that we would probably end up moving part of this matching funds challenge into the morning, and indeed we are. We had a wonderful gift pledged yesterday from Jim and Julie. And it's a $10,000 gift, and we are looking to fully match every dollar of that $10,000. And so we started kind of late in the afternoon. We currently have $7,610, $7,610 remaining in that matching fund. We currently are at $63,369. That's what we've raised to date. And as we mentioned earlier, last week we had very little opportunity just due to the weather, the storm, and we were on air a few hours over a couple days, but most of the week we were just we were praying for one another, ministering to one another, and either preparing or cleaning up. So hopefully a lot of that is somewhat in place in your life. And so today, as we move forward, we have $161,631 yet to raise. And of course, this matching fund challenge, once we have raised this $7,610, we will be able to bring in that $10,000. So we'll jump $10,000 immediately once we fully matched it. And so your donation this morning is critical. It's needed. And just like in your local church, when the offering plate is passed, or many today have kiosk back at the back where you can just give, and some churches aren't even taking offerings today as far as passing the hat, but they certainly look for your donations. Well, those churches are nonprofit. They're 501c3, which is what that means, and WCNO is the same. And so your gift to us is a tax deductible donation, and we will certainly provide you with those letters. Give us a call this morning with your gift, whether it's a monthly gift or a one-time gift. Give us a call and let us know what the Lord has put on your heart. Now, as we come to the moments here with the Joyce Meyer program, we do have some Joyce Meyer books. And so if you make a generous donation this morning and you would like to have a gift,